Hi, I'm Phil Pulitzer from Billionaires in Boxers, and you are about to enjoy an amazing piece of content by Lynn Whitbeck. What this lady does not know about sales training and positioning within your business is not worth knowing. I'm sure she's brought you an amazing guest to share some additional knowledge and resources, and it can only have a positive impact on your business. It's coming up right now.
The idea, insight, or secret you need for massive impact is just moments away. It's time to claim your career crown, the podcast where business owners and entrepreneurs share the keys to the kingdom to help you open the vault to your greater success. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Petite de Queen's Claim Your Career Crown podcast. I'm your host, Lynn, and today I'm joined by our very special guest and my good friend, Leslie Nace. We're going to be talking about how to generate quality leads with highly effective outreach. So this is an episode that you're not going to miss, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Leslie because entrepreneurs hire Leslie to get to the core of communication, because most fail to speak the language of their listener and are missing out on connections, relationships, and resolutions to maximize success. So she breaks down barriers to leverage conversations for collaborations and conversions. Leslie is the creator and CEO of Intuitive Animal Healing, a communication specialist, a spiritual advisor for C-suite CEOs with a certification in core communication for businesses. Leslie is also the host of the Client Whispers podcast and TV show on the Billionaires Network with Palucha TV. Leslie is the host of Books, Yarns, and Tales, which is a show that streams on Amazon, Fire, Roku, and Apple TV. My, oh my. So Leslie, I am so very glad to have you here today for this really fun conversation.
Thank you so much, Lynn. I really appreciate it. You know, and I love it when we get together and have conversations like we're doing today, because you just never know where the conversation is going to take us.
Absolutely. There are always surprises in store. And just because of that, if you are joining us for that very first time, make sure you don't miss a single episode by subscribing. That's it. Subscribing to Claim Your Career Crown wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, please share it with your friends, your families, your peers, and give us a 5-star review if you love the show. And we would very much appreciate it. All right. So Leslie, you know, we're going to go ahead and just get this kicked off and drive right into it. And I thought the way you and I would start is by defining what are high quality leads. So I'm going to take this for the first part. And, you know, when you think about it, people always are talking about lead gen. I need more leads. Well, what you really need are high quality leads. And what are high quality leads? These are leads that fit your ideal client avatar. So these are the people who will be perfect clients for you, who need what you have to offer, your product or service. And so when you take a look back and you look at that ideal client avatar, what does that mean? When you're looking at it in terms of them, what do they want, need, or lack? Why does it matter to them? So they can what? ... Right? It's what's the goal, the initiative, what's the dream? Because that's what they want. And then how does that match up with your product or service, right? So that's where you're putting those two pieces together. And now you go back and you look at who is that ideal client avatar who needs these things. And really diving in, not just to the demographics, but what's most important is the actual psychographics of that ideal client avatar, because psychographics really represent beliefs. And these are things that are going to stay with that, your ideal client avatar. They're things that don't change as easily as demographics. People can pick up and move from one city to the next, right? They can change professions, all of those things. So when you're diving into that and you're looking at it in terms of what your client want, needs, or lack, and why it matters to them, some questions that you really need to dive into and ask yourself are really things around those goals and desires, right? What are monetizable pain points? What is keeping them up at night, right? What do they care about? Where are and what is robbing them of their time? And diving into that around your product or service and what they want, need, or lack, that is going to help you identify really carefully that ideal client avatar so that you can target that audience more effectively and you can speak the language that Leslie's going to be communicating on here in just a second about attracting them. Because when you know who they are, it's much easier to speak to them, with them, in a way that attracts rather than repels, right? Because you want to attract, create that spark, and then the next step is to make that connection with them. And you do that when you really understand their perspective and where they're coming from. Because this is something that I heard so many years ago when I first starting out in sales, but it was a client who told me this, that perception equals truth. So your client perception, your ideal client avatar, their perception equals truth. And you really need to understand them and who they are so that you can tap into that truth and communicate that to them more effectively. So a high quality lead is someone who fits your ideal client avatar. And Leslie, I already sort of clued them in that you're going to be talking about communication. So what else defines a high quality lead?
Lynn, you just did a wonderful job of kind of encapsulating all of that, that's for sure. But when it comes to communications and with the leads, you want that, you know, that connection in the way of relationships and partnerships and promoters that are going to be there. So there is that human element. What is so unique about you that would have people leaning in to what you're saying that they relate to? Because, you know, knowing everything that you put out there is really important, but you're part of who you are and what brought you to this work in the first place is what really helps tie all that you've done where they're going to say, ah, you are the right person for me. That's the person I want to be, you know, work with. And that's what makes a high qualified lead. Because, you know, if that human connection, that one-on-one is ultimately what we all want. So Lynn, yeah, as I said that, I was also thinking about why is it effective? Why is effective outreach so important for long-term success in business?
Well, first of all, you're not going to grow if you don't keep adding more clients to your business. And so effective outreach and having that in place allows you to continue to grow, to scale, to bring more clients in, to be able to help and serve additional people and create greater impact. So having an effective outreach plan which attracts your ideal clients is what you're looking to put in place. And having that strategic base of knowing who your ideal client is, you know, what that journey is going to look like that you're going to be taking them on, you know, what they your client's perspective is, what do they want, need, or lack, putting that in place helps you design effective outreach. Because otherwise, you're just throwing stuff against the wall. And I always like to say, you know, you take a beautiful plate of spaghetti and you just fling it against the wall and you go, well, let's see what sticks. But when you've actually put a strategic foundation in place, so you know who your ideal client is, you know what their pain points are, you know what keeps them up at night, you know what their big aspiration is and how you serve them, how you create that impact. Putting that together allows you then to be very strategic in designing the outreach that you put together and where you're connecting with them. Because there's so many different methods and channels and ways that you can connect with your audience, but what's going to be the most effective for them and for you, right? Because it's a win-win. You're coming together. And sometimes there's certain things that you can do that fit your personality better that is a great fit for them. But there are other times where maybe something is natural for you, but it's not really where your clients are hanging out. It's not where they're looking for you. And so that's where you need to then pivot and make a change. So effective outreach is not just in the communication and the messaging and understanding your target audience, but it's also choosing, you know, the places where they hang out in bunches, where they're going to naturally be able to attract them and to gather that audience and really bring them into that a community. And this could be the community that other people have that you can then participate in to attract their community, you know, and bring them on. That's why being on podcasts and doing a guest podcast where you're on someone else's show, speaking to their audience, that's a really good fit because that audience is filled with your ideal client avatars. That's a great way for you to tap into a whole new audience of people who need what you have to offer. And it's a way for them to get to know you. Because when people listen to podcasts, I mean, this is just one example, but it is highly effective because people are listening normally in solitary activities. They're walking the dog, they're working out, they might be cooking, whatever it happens to be, cleaning their house, but driving their car, commuting in some way. They're really focused on that conversation. And podcasts, but the other thing that's really surprising, this is just one example, of course, but people tend to listen. It's the rates are incredibly high, like about 90% listen all the way to the end of the episode. So they get to know who you are by listening to you. And they can tell right off, you know, I like what she says. I don't like what she says. This doesn't even make sense to me. She's a hot mess. This is a brilliant idea. Why don't I execute this in my sales strategy? So there are many different forms. And for some of you, that may not be a great fit because of who your audience is and where they hang out. So there's those two sides, right, of understanding who your client, your ideal client is, what they want, need, or lack, why it matters to them, so they can, what's that big dream, and strategically positioning both the piece of outreach, whatever type of communication it is, and the channel that you are putting it out, that you're sharing it in, so that you can bring that community together. So, Leslie, I know that you have lots of ideas about effective outreach and why this is so important for not only getting your business really started, but really building on the success for growth and scaling.
This is just such a wonderful topic because it does go back to that whole communication piece. As you said before, that I'm certified in core communication for business. So that piece of first looking at yourself, how do you communicate not only to yourself, but how do you communicate there to the world? So, and then it breaks down. CORE actually stands for, it's an acronym for, right, Catalyst, Optimizer, Relator, and Experiencer. And it goes into deeper parts of that. And we can all see ourselves in any personality profile in one or the other. We have our strengths and whatnot. But once you know what to say and when to say something, then when you are outreaching across all of the different medias, whether you're doing a short form video that people really love and you're doing, you could start talking to different groups of people in different ways. Now, I'm not saying be false or unreal, be yourself, but understand that there are people who are catalysts. You present an idea to them, they get it right away and they go, all right, let's go. What's the next step? Right? So they're the ones who love those short little videos because they like it, they're going to hop on it. They don't like it, they may go to the next one. But your optimizers are going to be so totally different. they're the ones who want to know, well, do you get forms and fact, you know, how do I put this together? You know, like the accountants, they're going to check their checklist all off to make sure that they've done everything step by step. So, you know, you want to tweak your short video in that way. And this goes the same for articles as well, because when you can speak to different people and relate to them like relators, they're those people who've got a heart of gold. They are the ones who, you know, want to help save the world in some ways. But if you've got a good cause that you're going to and they love what you're talking about and it can relate to their life and what they're doing, they're all in. Now, your experts are the ones who are going to sit back and go, yep, what's the fact on that? Where's the statistics on that? Where'd you get that information? So that's another audience in which you can tap into by really throwing in some of those quotes and statistics and, you know, whatever your research is, because as we said before, having that whole package of your avatar and your demographics helps you to bring in more tools in which your sales strategy can touch several different points and several different people.
Yeah.
And that's what's so important, because it's going to open up and broaden your offering and hit people in the same niche in different ways. And the different ways they're going to be able to relate to that. So it's one of those things that, you know, when you do it well and you do it in different modalities, helps you move forward with that. What do you think, Lynn?
No, I mean, I agree. I think it's very important to, you know, there are multiple personality codes and making sure that you're speaking to all those different personality codes, unless your product or service is really geared for one or two specific codes. And everyone is a mix of that. But that's really comes down to knowing who your ideal client avatar is, doing that work, really taking a deep dive into their psychographics and understanding those points. Because when you have that foundation, that allows you to be very effective in whether it's quick hit video shorts, you know, that then point to longer form content, you know, or whatever form you're using for the different types of outreach and the way that you're communicating with them. And I think that really comes to Leslie. I'd love to hear your advice to the business owners and entrepreneurs who are tuning in, are really, you know, seeking to generate more quality leads. I mean, where should they start? I mean, what's the first thing that you would recommend that they work on?
Well, you know, you really hit upon where they're hanging out like a bunch of grapes, right? So, and that's why if you've done your research well, you'll know, are your people on Facebook or are they on LinkedIn? You know, and most business people are on LinkedIn or WhatsApp. But to start with LinkedIn, you can search that database for who you're looking for. I mean, we were listening to someone earlier today who was talking about project management. And, you know, she could go on there and project manager. Who needs just a project manager to step in and help them move this project forward in an orderly way? And that's one of the ways she quickly got hired and it helped her, you know, move her own bottom line. But it also helped her in the fact that once she made that connection, she got some referrals, then it opens up other partnerships along the way, other purchasers along the way, and very easily in that. So when it comes to social media, you've got to be really, you know, you've got to research it. I feel like we're saying the same word, but if you don't do your due diligence on any of the social media platforms, you're not going to really know where your people are. And hopefully, when you dove into the section of what you're doing in life, no matter what it is, you had an idea and a thought inside of, these are the people that I definitely want to help. Now, networking can be another great way in which to connect, because if you're not real sure, you might find that you meet somebody who could collaborate with on a project that they're doing some aspect of what you do, but not exactly. And so you complement each other and you come together maybe for a summit, or, you know, maybe they recommend you to another podcast, or even a masterclass. There are certain, those are outreaches in which to get people involved and thinking, oh, you know what? The more this person shows up, the more I hear what they have to say, I like it, you know, and I think I want to work with them. They gave me a lot to think about, but how much farther would I go if I just engaged them and hired them for their expertise? You know, and what would you add to that, Lynn? You have something more that you'd like people to know about on that?
Well, I think where I would start is definitely going through, you know, your own product or service, exactly what you do, how it creates impact, either for them as an individual, as a business, you know, for their community. I mean, what is that product or service, you know, and how does that serve them? And on many times, it does serve people on multiple levels. It may help them individually. It may help them as a team unit within a business, could help their business, right? And as a result, it therefore helps them, you know, create greater impact through that. So really understanding your product or service and how you are helping and serving your clients, starting with that. And then what's your unique superpowers or superpowers? You know, why would someone work with you rather than someone else? And really tapping into understanding what is unique about you, because everyone is different and everyone is unique. And that's going to really understanding that helps you then tap into that authentic you know, the individuality. And so knowing that, it helps you stand apart from the crowd. You know, you're not like everybody else, you know, and what is it that makes you, you know, different and unique? Now, and I talked about going through your exercise of understanding who your client is. You know, what do they want, need, or lack? Why does it matter to them? I mean, what problem does it solve? What solution is it addressing? You know, what's in it for them? You know, and then so they can what? You know, and I talk about this a lot. Nobody buys an iPhone to make a phone call. They buy it for all these other reasons, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you really have to tap into the so they can what? What is it that they're trying to achieve? I mean, what is that dream? What's the goal? What? And once again, then diving into those pain points about why it matters to them, what's keeping them up at night, you know, what's robbing them of their time, you know, and really going through those. Those are the core messaging. And then how does your superpowers, how you reverse engineer that, how does that serve them so that they can get a good night's sleep, so they're not worried about this anymore, so they can achieve that big dream that they have? Really understanding that, if you don't tap into that, you will be spinning your wheels and it's going to be hit or miss, and you're never going to quite connect the puzzle. You know, it's like a square peg round hole. I mean, it's just not working. So once you understand those core elements of, you know, who you are and your superpowers and who your client is, and then bringing that together, that's when the magic really starts to happen. And, you know, I think that's where we go into outreach, Leslie, and you talked about social media, but there are multiple forms of outreach and multiple ways and channels. So, you know, Leslie, what are some additional ways that entrepreneurs and business owners can easily and effectively attract and connect with their ideal clients, these high quality leads?
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to backtrack a little bit on that you really led to that I think is really worth repeating is that there are so many people with talents and abilities. And in my work, when I work with C-suite entrepreneurs, they're ones who already had a career, yet there's that thing that really I've always wanted to do. I've always had this in the back of my mind. And yet that either that longing to do something else still needs that clarity and awareness and to change your perception, because you've got to kind of dive in deep, you know, into that messaging and repeat it over and over and over again. And so when, as Lynn says, the clearer you can get on what it is that makes your message so unique and your experiences that make it so unique, the easier it is when you then do outreach, because you're not going to try and reinvent the wheel, as they always say. You know, you are going to be taking your message and looking to see who else is in your field, who else has been successful in this. Take your core message and have it there. But if you see that somebody else is hitting it on the nail and making a difference in this world, maybe there's something there that you haven't quite looked at. And you can, again, you can kind of twist your perception a little bit, change it, not necessarily twist it sideways, but change it in the way that, this is what is important to people. Because even when you're in outreach, and I think you and I have done this at times, we will test a market, right? We'll throw it out there and see, is that spaghetti going to stick on the wall, or is it going to be leaving a great big sauce spot on that wall because you already went to mix everything together and it wasn't right? So, and the what that means is to not just ask your friends, but ask other clients that you've had, find out where some of those groups are that are talking about the subject, and you can just not ask them to hire you, but what do you think of this aspect? You know, I'd like to see, maybe you're testing the waters and you're putting together something. So you're asking your clients to say, hey, look, I got a deal for you. I am putting together this masterclass and I just want to fill seats right now. So I'm going to give you this free and I'm going to ask you to recommend 5 people to come. So, and if we get those 5 people in, you got a free deal here. You get to listen and I get to have some, you know, butts in seats, right? And by doing that, you're able to test what it is that you're offering. You're seeing, is that exactly right? And you're getting feedback. So you know that you can tweak it a little bit and then you can kind of re-put it out there once you're done, because you always want to ask for more referrals or, you know, from the people that you're working with. Who else do you know could benefit from this? You know, you're looking for those raving fans, those people who are going to go, wow, you know, Lynn did such a great job at sales that, and her strategy is right on. I just really need her. So those are some of the things I think that people often think of the steps beyond. You know, they think of, where do I want to be when I end up? But you have to know, though, how do you plan those steps, right? I know, Lynn, that you are so big in strategically planning sales for success, and that is huge. So in that, I also know that you are the repurpose queen. Your ideas when it comes to repurposing are just so incredible for people. And I'm wondering, how does strategic repurposing the content that people are doing on multiple platforms generate the quality leads with highly effective outreach?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to talk about that. I am going to talk about some different forms of outreach first.
Sure.
Once again, you know, strategically positioning that with the audience. You know, we talked about social channels, but there's so much more. There's live speaking events. I mean, there are speaking events that go down all the time. If you work with insurance agents, then there are multiple organizations and associations. There are local groups that you could be getting up in front of and speaking to that ideal client avatar. You know, maybe you were an insurance agent for years and you know about the stress that goes with it and you do stress management. I mean, that's like you already know their language. You've been there, done that, and you know how to help them. Or let's say with CPAs during, you know, tax season, right? All those different things. So where are those audiences? They're not necessarily on social channels. They could be in different places. There's trade shows and conferences. There are virtual events that are live summit trainings or trainings, once again, through associations that you can participate in. So there are people, our voracious readers, you know, getting into the right type of niche, once again, online publications, even print publications, physical print publications, where the article, you're delivering value and the education so that someone can say, well, yeah, this makes sense. I want to learn more. I want to know who this person is. I want to make that connection. So there are many different forms, networking events. They are, once again, associations have them, industries within industries. There's all over on, you know, from, you know, meetups to Eventbrite to LinkedIn, lots of different opportunities on for those types of events as well. There are specific Facebook groups and other groups that are like this that are your audience that you want to connect with. So these are the things that you need when you do that ideal client avatar work, that you're going to be able to identify where your people hang out in bunches and the best way to connect with them so that you can create that opportunity for them to get to know who you are and to dive in a little bit deeper. And so that comes into that strategically repurposing your content. So when you know who that ideal client avatar is and you've got something that does, it's something that keeps them awake at night or robs them of their time. And certainly repurposing content is something that you can think, well, this could be something that I don't have time to do all these different things. Here's the kicker. If you strategically plan the single master content that you create, and from that, and you create it in a video format, a great format is an interview format where you're answering questions about this pain point, delivering value, providing solutions. You can take that single piece of content and we've worked out a plan. You can really slice and dice it into 122 pieces of content. And you may be having your eyes roll back in your head and say, oh my gosh, this is way too hard. It isn't hard, because what you've done is you've taken that content and then you're delivering it. It becomes effective outreach. It becomes effective follow-up. It becomes social media posts. It becomes content that goes not only on your website, but on outside sources. So that written content that will attract people, video content on multiple sources, audio content. So that people can listen, they can watch, they can read, and they often have to be exposed to an idea multiple times before it starts to click, you know, snap. Think about when you were learning something new, like math. Did you just suddenly were able to do your whole multiplication table overnight? I really don't think so. It took time. It took repetition to hear something multiple times or even hear someone speak multiple times or read an article about them or notice a post about them, that suddenly it just sort of gels together. And then the timing is also like, I need somebody. I signed up for this free lead magnet. I've been following their stuff and it's time to set up a strategy call or call them and see about their services so that I can move forward with where I'm at right now. So that's the real core. Is if you don't answer why it matters to them, something that means something to that ideal client avatar, all that work is a waste. And it's a waste of time, money, and resources, you know? However, if it's strategically positioned and then you're able to offer it in a myriad of ways that attracts different personality types, but in each case is a core issue that they are having, a pain point that it's solving, a solution that they need that helps them move forward, that's how you're going to be able to really attract and build on the relationship and build rapport with your ideal clients. So, Leslie, I know that you are doing the same thing with how you're building out your content. What advice would you have for how people can repurpose the content that they have?
Hi, you know, as I was listening to you, I realized that the one thing that we sometimes don't think of as being helpful because you don't get response from at lots of times is your emails. You know, if you can really hone in and sending out your emails to people so that they know what's going on is so important because they signed up for the email for a certain reason, right? And they're staying with you because they like what they're reading. And as Lynn said, they're reading what you're saying over and over again. And when that message is clear, they may not have been ready to purchase at the time they opted in. But over time, you know, you kind of warm them up like maybe a cold frog in the winter at first, but then that frog warms up and it hops into the warm pool and warms up, and suddenly they are so warm, they got to hop in again, and they hop into the hot spot and say, I'm in, you know, I'm ready to go. And I think it's just, you know, with the content and everything that you know, what you're doing, it's kind of like, oh my God, the deer in the headlights, right? Yet, if you just really pick at least one of something that really shows your strong point, that's what people, you know, they're going to follow it and go through with it over and over again. And YouTube is another one that's the channel of how you can repurpose and what Lynn has saying, that 122 ways, right, Lynn? That's a lot of ways to think about. Start small, but make a commitment to what you're starting and what you're going to do. What would you add as well, Lynn?
Yeah, so definitely, I mean, talking about YouTube, you know, doing a video short that then connects to a longer format piece of content, that's a great natural, you know, so somebody who says, I want more, you know, they can dive in more. That is a natural way. And I love the point that you made. Most people are not ready to buy instantly. That's just not how we function. And so recognizing that you need a plan for 2 weeks down the road, 3 weeks or 3 months, you know, 6 months, a year down the road. And it's, you are building and nurturing the relationship along the way. And also, people have that opportunity that they're getting to know, like, and trust you. And so the key is to make sure that you're using your, you're attracting those high quality leads to begin with, because you've been very strategic in planning that. And then that you've planned the journey and that you're nurturing them and feeding them along the way to keep that connection going strong, so that you can create multiple opportunities for them to engage at a higher level. And so, Leslie, you know, as we wrap up today's episode, I guess if you were going to direct the audience to just do one thing that they would get done this week, what would it be?
You know, I am a big believer in looking at December 31st. That's the end of the year, right? Where do you want to be on December 31st? What is your ultimate wish and desire and goal? And from there, once you've identified that, you then come back to where you're at right now. It doesn't matter if you're the beginning of the year or you're halfway through your year or halfway through a quarter. the more that you can sit down and, Lena's talked about, you know, strategically planning. So if you are then breaking down your goals into like three items, what three things are really important for you to make a guide that's going to get you to the 31st in the calendar? Then what you can do, those are monthly things that are happening, and then you're working on those weekly. I am one who likes to cross off the list. And sometimes I create a list that I've already done if I got so busy, just so I can cross it off and say what I did. But when you are looking visually and you're writing down and you're contemplating what it is that you want to achieve, then you're like a magnet to what it is that's coming your way. And that's when that old saying is, you know, when you do what you love, the money will follow. It is because you're actually doing what you love and you're doing a piece of that every day and you're taking that step by step every day. And that adds up over time. And you don't forget to celebrate because, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're out there sometimes on your own and who's going to pat you on the back if you don't do it for yourself? Or if you don't call up one of your good friends and say, hey, guess what happened today? You know, and then you can celebrate because that excitement builds inside of you as well as your confidence and helps you move you forward in ways that you never thought you would move forward.
Yeah.
How about you, Lynn?
Absolutely. That is, yeah, no, that's really, really good advice. And I think I'm going to do, yeah, are we doing left brain, right brain here? I'm going to go down to the like basics. I want everyone to get a piece of paper out and write down what does my client want, need, or lack, my ideal clients, and just fill that in. And then why does this matter to them? You know, is it solving a pain point? Is it a solution that they need? What's in it for them? You know, fill that out. And then so they can what? Okay. What's the dream? What's the goal? What's the aspiration? What's the initiative? What are they trying to achieve and accomplish? And really working through that, that is going to move you forward in your sales in such a huge way because, and put yourself in your client's shoes. Remember, I'm going to do the old adage, walk a mile in the other person's shoes and really tapping into their perspective on this. This is going to be how, A, you identify who those high-quality leads are that you want to attract, and then how you can deliver that highly effective outreach and then follow up once you've got them connected. So, Leslie, thank you so much for sharing how to generate quality, high-quality leads with highly effective outreach. And this has been such a great conversation. I know that our audience is going to want to know more about you and where they can find you.
Well, one of the best places that I like to hang out is on LinkedIn. So if you look me up on LinkedIn, you can connect with me there and message me. And that's one of the easiest ways to start a conversation. Thanks, Lynn, for asking. And thanks for having me today. And how about you? How do they?
Yeah, and we will make sure that all of Leslie's. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, I'm all set.
Okay, we're all okay. Well, I'm going to make sure that all of Leslie's links are down below so that she's one click away. And, you know, I really want to repeat, you know, today we shared how to generate quality leads with highly effective outreach. And, you know, the key is for you to implement these steps to stop wasting time, energy, and resources. And you all have the opportunity to jump in and get the support you need for true success. You know, say yes to you and get on a call with me and Leslie. We are truly gifted at what we do, and you deserve a shortcut to your success with the right support. So you can go to p2q.link/win-win. That link is down below. And you can get immediate on-the-fly solutions that you can implement. And these are for individuals who are committed to taking action to moving their business forward. And to learn more about our programs, our Get More Client program, you can visit our website at petitetoqueen.com. You can also connect with me on our website. You can stay current on all of our insightful advice, our breakthrough advantages, and never miss an episode of Claim Your Career Crown by signing up for our weekly wisdoms newsletter at petitetoqueen.com. And thank you, everyone who tuned in. We so appreciate you being here. And Leslie, thank you so much for being here with me. This has been a great conversation.
It's always a pleasure to be with you and to, you know, to give out to people golden nuggets.
What was your biggest takeaway from this episode? I would love to hear about it. It's important to share the things you love. If you loved this episode, a 5-star review really helps keep the podcast coming to you regularly. Also, if you want to get more sales strategies to grow your business, make sure you subscribe right now. If you want to get results even faster, I invite you to download my sales strategy checklist at petitetoqueen.com/checklist. This has been Lynn Whitbeck, host of Claim Your Career Crown. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for enjoying this content by Billionaires in Boxes. If you would like to be a guest or a host, be sure to get in contact with us at billionairesinboxes.com.